Welcome to the Kill Rock Podcast, episode one. Episode one, what are you talking about? Episode one of our Warped Tour special edition episodes. This episode is featuring American Opera and Boy Meets World. Before we get started, I gotta let you guys know that audibletrial.com/killrock is your place to go pick up a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial. Every time you go to audibletrial.com/killrock and sign up, they send some cash to the Kill Rock Podcast so we could pay our bills, so we could do more Warped Tour specials, so we could do just more episodes in general. So go to audibletrial.com/killrock.
Well, you lost my guitar. Yeah, you lost my guitar. Now I hate your fucking guts. I wanna kick you in the nuts. Cause you lost my guitar. Well, you lost my guitar. Yeah, you lost my guitar. And now I hate your fucking guts. I wanna kick you in the nuts. Cause you lost my guitar. So suck it.
Oh, suck it.
And that was John B. from American Opera. Or you could just say that was American Opera. However you want to do it. Doesn't matter to me. I'm sure it doesn't really matter to him. But that was Ode to U.S. Airways, Lost My Guitar. And you know what? I know I've said it on the show quite a few times. I don't really condone cussing too much in music unless it's done appropriately. And I think that was probably the most appropriate way to use a cuss word in a song. When someone loses your guitar. And you know what? I'd probably want to kick people in the nuts if they lost my guitar too. So, John, we are on the same page. And, John, you're going to be on the show in a minute, right? He's not here in the room with me. But you know what? We're going to get to that interview in just a moment. Got to spend a lot of time at the Vans Warped Tour stops in Pomona and also Ventura. Recorded quite a few interviews for you guys, the listeners of the Kill Rock Podcast. We have some amazing guests coming up. I mean, this episode in general is amazing just as it is. We have American Opera. We're not really talking about music with American Opera, maybe a little bit. We're talking about pro wrestling, which, you know, that's, yes, that's right up my alley. Music, pro wrestling, and ice hockey are right up my alley. So we got him on the show. We also got the dudes from Boy Meets World. And I admit, I never listened to Boy Meets World until after I interviewed them. And I think the only reason why I did interview them is because when you meet these guys, these five dudes, their personalities are so infectious. Like, you'll fall in love with them like that. And I snapped, yes. Like, they're probably the nicest dudes on tour, on the Vans Warped Tour. No offense to anyone else. Well, John B. is pretty nice. He's a nice dude. You know, he's a super nice dude also. But, yeah, dude, they're so cool and, like, you know, they're funny and whatever. I sound like I'm, you know, setting them up for like Match.com or something. But you guys are going to see it. You guys are going to see how great John B. is. You're going to see how great Boy Meets World is in just a moment. Now, these episodes are going to be a little shorter because the interviews are shorter. And I don't want to waste your time just by talking and like ad-libbing or doing all this stuff. I want you guys to really, really, really get to see how it was with these bands at Warped Tour. There's going to be episodes with two interviews. There's going to be episodes with maybe three interviews. But like I said, we have some great guests. We have Palisades coming on. We have Silverstein. We have Knuckle Puck. And, oh my gosh, dude, my mind's kind of blown. We got Emerosa coming on. That was fantastic. I got to talk to all the dudes in Emerosa about Verses and why that is the greatest record that they've ever written. And they agree 100%, which, you know, it's great when the band agrees with me. Because sometimes I'm so off-kiltered and so off-base about stuff and about how other people feel about it that I feel like I'm the only one in that boat. But they agree with me 100%. Verses is their best record. You know, we got amazing, amazing bands on this show. We also have a special interview coming up in the next couple weeks with good friend of mine, Mark Lewis, and also Lazarus from the band Leaders. They didn't play at Warped Tour, but they were at Warped Tour checking out Fit for a King. Oh, we got Fit for a King on the show too. Yeah, we got Ryan Kirby back on the show, the Kill Rock Podcast. This is amazing. And I sound like a total fangirl, but they're so great live. I think, oh my gosh, man, I'm so off base right now. I'm so off base. Usually I could tell a story, but right now I can't, man, because Vans blew my mind. Not just Vans, the shoes. I did wear my Vans shoes, but the Warped Tour blew my mind. Got to check out great bands, and I'm so excited that you guys get to listen to these guys talk, not just about their music, but, you know, we got Trophy Eyes, and we got Moose Blood, and we talk a lot about the UK, we talk about Australia, how the music scene works in both areas compared to America. This is going to be a fun series for you guys to get into. Like I said, they're not going to be that long, but that's why you have the Kill Rock Podcast KRP interview shows. And this Thursday, we are moving the Monday show, by the way. We're moving it to Thursday just for the summer. This Thursday, we have Jameson Ketchum from the Cadence Incorporated. He is the publicist for bands like Emery, for As Cities Burn, Pacific Gold, Abandoned Kansas, Velasca, who we've had on the show, The Woodsman, The Woodsman's Babe, Joe Langson. Jameson represents those artists in regards to public relations. And we're going to talk a lot about public relations this Thursday. So check that out. We got some great music going to be playing for you guys. And yeah, I think that's it. So with that, we're going to play a jam off our first guest this week on the first edition special Warped Tour episode. I don't really know a title for this yet. You know, when it gets uploaded, you'll see what the actual title is. But yeah, this is Boy Meets World. They released a brand new episode called Become Someone. Go check it out on iTunes. I will post a link in the description box. This song is called Feel It in the Air. It's the first track on the album. Check it out here on the Kill Rock Podcast. Maybe this sounds crazy, but there's something in the air. I can feel it. Drive to Florida shores, will you come with me? Just to feel the ocean breeze and the sand beneath our feet. Let's make these nights a little longer. Drive around all night until we get the feeling right. There's something in the air. They kiss me drunk on you. I know you feel it too. We're unstoppable. There's nothing we can't do. It's meant a little longer. Strikes half past one, but our night's just begun. The sights that we have seen, making of memories. Let's grab another drink, and I don't really think that even know we're gone. Get away from here, just like in every movie.
over here.
Boy Meets World.
Yes.
We are Boy Meets World.
We are Boy Meets World. Let me do something real fast.
All right. I got to do that with my microphone.
So yes.
Yes, we are Boy Meets World.
Don't need to get too close. It's good.
Yeah.
Testing.
Testing.
Testicles.
Testicles. Okay. Testicles, yeah, nice.
So you guys are a band on Warped Tour.
Yes.
Questionnaire question.
Absolutely.
We are.
Yes.
You guys are like the most fun-loving people that I've seen all morning.
Really?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's crazy because we've been up like forever and we're tired and cranky, but we're still fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that. And this is the Kill Rock Podcast brought to you by Face the Music. And you guys took a picture with them already.
Sure right did. On. Yeah.
So what are you guys expecting from the Warped Tour this year? Like, I mean, is this your first time on Warped Tour?
Technically, it's our first time being on the tour. Last year we did Warped Tour Catering,
okay.
So we basically followed the Warped Tour. We sold CDs and worked for the catering company. We played 4 dates, but this year is our first time. We're the barbecue band this year, so we get to play every single date. So
okay.
It's awesome, yeah.
Now, you know what? I had Kevin Lyman on my show a while ago,
yeah.
And I actually forgot to ask him if he was still doing that for
yeah.
bands, if
yes.
bands were still like just working. And so
yes.
how is that like? I'm sure it's like difficult.
Yeah, it wasn't too fun, but
okay.
I mean.
I think you're talking about the barbecue.
I'm talking not just the barbecue, but last year doing
yeah.
everything
oh,
and only
yeah,
playing
catering.
4 shows.
Woo.
It was hard. It was hard. I mean, like I said, we slept in our van, we drove ourselves every day, and like I said, we played four shows out of the whole entire summer, you know. So it was hard work.
Did you guys get paid?
No.
Nothing.
We got paid from our CDs that we sold, which got us gas money to the next city, you know.
It was
but
about
I mean,
as trying of an experience as you can have at Warped Tour, but I mean, I feel like after that we could do like anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it definitely paid off, obviously, you know, and we're forever grateful for all those opportunities, you know. All
right, so if I'm going to check you guys out, because I mentioned, never heard you guys.
You're missing out.
I heard the name. I've watched the show.
Yeah.
Same.
And I'm sure you've gotten that a lot.
All the time.
What am I expecting? If I'm, do you guys play already?
No, we're playing
Warped Tour 25.
Well, if I'm not able to see you today, I'll probably see you in Ventura.
That's
okay.
Cool.
But what am I gonna expect
from our live shows? You're gonna
anything
from our live shows? You're gonna expect an energetic, in-your-face, let's party.
Okay.
Rock and roll
rock
show.
Rock and roll.
I could kind of see
you're
that.
You're gonna shake your shorts a little bit with
okay.
us, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
From the music, you'd expect like a vibe that kind of throws back to the glory days of pop rock, like
okay.
stuff like, you know, like Newfound Glory,
Good
MXPX,
Charlotte.
Good Charlotte, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And when you say pop rock, that's pretty pop rock.
Yeah.
At least good
Charlotte. Yeah.
Good Charlotte.
Yeah. Good. And we're going with like. Yeah.
We have dynamics. We have some stuff that's a little lighter. Some stuff that's a little more. Yeah, brother.
You guys know Good Luck Varsity.
Yeah, they sing that one song.
That's all their songs.
Hey,
was it Ryan in that from
yeah,
Stay Chance?
Shot, yeah.
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 Why does that song go?
It's in New Zealand right now. I know a song. I know a song you're talking about.
Oh,
I think that was a video.
That one?
Come on.
I think that was a music video when they recreated Ryan breaking his leg.
Maybe, I don't know.
Who knows?
Where are you guys from?
Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay.
It's a nasty natty, as I like to call it.
Yeah, those guys actually talk a lot of trash about your state.
Really?
They're from Michigan.
We'll fight them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's why they're not a band anymore.
Two-piece and a biscuit.
Yeah.
Two-piece and a biscuit.
Bop, bop.
So we all agree, Ryan left for a good reason.
Yeah, because he's in Michigan, yeah. get out of Michigan.
It's awesome. So, Brand New.
I love Brand New.
Yeah, that's their best album.
Yeah. Oh, I agree too.
You think that's
like,
the best?
Dejan Tendu. I was like,
no.
Double and God.
Do you think that's the best album ever written?
Ever written?
Yes.
Ever?
No.
It's up there.
No.
I just
Beatles
love playing.
What was it?
Beatles 1.
No, I like to from front to back. You just press play and listen to the whole entire album all the way through and just lay back and enjoy.
Best album ever written, in my opinion, Newfound Glory, Sticks and Stones.
Of course.
A lot of people say
Sticks and Stone. I love Newfound Glory.
Wearing a Less Than Jake shirt, so that's nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an old school pop punk kid. I listened to all that stuff growing up. 99 to like 2004.
Brad has like, I swear Brad has like 40 or more Newfound Glory shirts.
That's
and that's not an exaggeration.
Not an exaggeration. I've only brought 2 on this tour.
Really?
Yeah, I had to cut my wardrobe down.
Like picking his children, you know?
Seriously. I went through my shirts and I'm like, which Newfound Glory shirt do I want to bring?
And then
the rest of them are wrestling shirts. So.
Dude. Which wrestling shirts?
I have 9 with me on this tour.
Wrestling shirts?
Yeah. I've got a Hulk Hogan shirt. Yep. I've got a CM Punk shirt. Dolph Ziggler.
Which CM Punk?
The one that says best since day
yes.
one. The ringer tee. Let's see. I've got Daniel Bryan one. The yes one.
Yeah.
Why do we always get into this?
Wrestling, no,
dude.
Wrestling is where it's at.
Okay, I'm going to Full Sail University.
Oh yeah,
to
so
get out.
NXT.
Yes, to get out of music so I can work for the WWE.
Hell yeah! See, that's where it's at. He's got a game plan.
Talk more about the business.
I don't even know. I don't remember what other wrestling shirts. Oh, I have a Bray Wyatt one.
Well, I want to get the new Face of Fear shirt.
Yeah, those are sweet. Yeah, that one, those are good. I want a Randy Orton one, but they remind me too much of like Tap Out and Affliction, and I'm like...
Like a 40-year-old man Nickelback t-shirt.
Exactly, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what it's like.
Is Nickelback the best band in the world?
Probably not.
Definitely up there, yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not even close.
Look at this graph.
Look at this. Look at this.
So, Boy Meets World,
You know what I'm talking about.
This is literally the best interview I've done so far.
Yes.
I got to talk to Shane about hockey, so from Silverstein. But guys, first full year of Warped Tour.
Yes.
You guys are stoked. What do you guys expect from it? You guys worked hard last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This year you're going to work hard again.
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally.
I'm expecting a lot of more exposure. Okay. I mean, we got a lot of exposure last year and we only played 4 dates, you know what I mean? So playing 40 dates I'm expecting just a lot of exposure, and you know we're gonna be working hard to get our name out there all day and holding up signs, and yeah.
Like it's really cool because we're across the country right now, and we've had people come up and go, "I know your band, like I bought your CD in the line last year. It's awesome. What time do you play?" It's like, geez, you know, we're a band from Cincinnati, Ohio.
And you know what? Take that as something because people in Southern California are so fickle.
Yeah, you know.
I'm expecting for us to blow up. And act like we don't know nobody.
Shouts out to my boy Riff Raff.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
And what did I tell you? Boy Meets World, the most fun-loving dudes in the whole entire world. Go pick up their brand new album, Become Someone. They just released it a few weeks ago. I think the date on iTunes was June 16th. We're going to post a link so you could pick that up if you guys like good old-fashioned pop punk, pop rock, whatever you want to call it. You can go pick it up on iTunes. You can go pick it up wherever music is basically sold. And I'm pretty sure you can see it on Spotify. I know you can find them on Spotify. I don't know if that album's on Spotify yet. I'll have to check that out. I'm not really good at checking things out beforehand. But I'm getting better. I promise. Now, before we get to American Opera, I gotta let you guys know a little something. Something, something about the Kill Rock podcast. And I'm sure it's something you already know, but I kind of have to say it. Audibletrial.com/KillRock. Have you guys heard of it? I'm sure you have. We've been talking about it for the last, I think, 25 to 30 episodes since they started their affiliation with the hashtag KRP. Haven't said that in a while. But if you go to audibletrial.com/killrock and you sign up, they send some cash to us so we could pay the bills. So this show could keep staying on the air for you guys. Not just for me, but for you guys. It's fun for me. I love it. But if you guys love listening to the show, having artists such as Cities Burn, Emery, we just had Boy Meets World, we have American Opera coming up. In a few weeks, we have Hotel Books and Phineas. That's right, we have Phineas. I didn't tell you guys that. But if you guys want us to keep getting amazing guests and to keep rolling, then please, 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 go to audibletrial.com/killrock. It's the best place to help support us. You don't even have to spend a cent. You can actually cancel after you sign up and get your free audiobook. Please do that. There's amazing books, 150,000 titles to choose from. And like I said, you don't need to spend a cent. Everything for you guys is free. They pay us so we could keep sponsoring them. You know what? I think you're going to love being a member of Audible.com after signing up at audibletrial.com/killrock so much that you're not even going to want to cancel. You're going to love it. You get a free download every month. And yeah, now they'll keep their affiliation with us because I'm not just telling them to cancel. Telling you to cancel, that is. Now we're going to get to American Opera, Mr. John B. We're going to play a jam, his single, actually, called Sand and Seed. You guys are going to love this. It's all pro wrestling. So if we've alienated you enough with Boy Meets World, prepare to shut this podcast down. This is American Opera. This is Sand and Seed here on the Kill Rock Podcast.
I made out of bricks, it's acting more like sand. And when I try to pick it up, it starts slipping through my hands. The door's been kicked in, windows broken, walls caving in. The foundation's sinking, I've been thinking there's no saving it. I can't let it go. But every time I see the growth, the spring it turns to fall. Well, God made this ground fickle, and in turn not to control. And now I found myself in a pickle thanks to my sins in a pistol. This dirt is dry as bone, and it hasn't rained for days. All of the clouds up in the sky are blocking all of the sun's rays. Buried deep into the ground amidst the worms and dirt sits a lonely seed I found, wondering what it's worth. I'll make this seed grow. Sing us song, I remember what life brings. Life sings its songs to me, so I am not afraid. Maybe the songs I sing us song, I remember what life brings. Life sings its songs.
So, John, I'm just going to kick it.
Okay.
It started.
Let's go.
Okay. Dude. All day, I've just been wanting to talk to someone about wrestling.
Same here. I was looking for you, brother.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was like, where's my guy?
I think we connected. Our dream jobs are to...
Instantly connection, dude.
So, you're in a band called American Opera, but what's more important, you have the WWE Network, only $9.99.
That's right. It is only $9.99, and it's worth every penny.
You think so?
I do.
What do you get stuck watching?
I watch everything. I've literally watched everything. I watch the old Raws. I watch the old Nitros. I've been watching NXT, of course, which is the best thing on there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and even when it first came out and I watched every original program they had, I started going back and watching all the pay-per-views and stuff. And it's
in order, right?
Yeah, definitely in order. Yeah, the only way to do it.
Yeah, because there was a time, I think it was like 2009 to maybe 2013, I didn't watch anything. And I caught up. I think 2011 might have been the best year up until this year, at least in this era.
It's coming back, dude. It's coming back. NXT is a huge thing that they're doing right now.
If it wasn't for NXT, I probably wouldn't have gotten into Ring of Honor or PWG. Like, I have been watching Ring of Honor for the last, like, 5 or 6 weeks, and I'm so stoked for Best in the World. But if it wasn't for NXT, I wouldn't even heard of these guys, like, except for Samoa Joe.
Sure. Yeah, but like, yeah, like Kevin Steen, who's Kevin Owens now, in El Generico, Sami Zayn, like
Neville,
Seth Rollins came from ROH, and yeah, lots of great dudes, lots of great talent, and it's only getting better.
Who do you think is the best in NXT right now?
I don't consider him in NXT right now, but Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I was gonna say I wouldn't put Kevin Owens in
there. Finn Balor's doing great. His entrance is unbelievable. I can't wait to see that in a few years at WrestleMania. It's gonna be insane.
As long as it's at night, not like WrestleMania this year.
What were they thinking, dude? I will say, I love the scarecrows that Bray Wyatt brought out. Even though it was daylight, it still creeped me out, and I loved it.
I love how you caught on to like what I was like kind of going.
Yeah, dude, Undertaker and Bray, that was my biggest concern with it being in California.
Same here. I didn't even think about that until the whole thing started, and I think that was maybe the second pay-per-view, maybe the first pay-per-view where they did the LED thing on the apron. And you couldn't even see it for the first, like, quarter of the show.
Yeah, I think they started doing that at NXT first, and then, yeah. So I'm glad that WWE is learning from NXT.
That is a great thing.
Definitely. I just wish, I don't want them to screw it up. I love it so much, and I wonder if I love it so much because it's only an hour-long show, and they can really take the time to develop the stars versus the three-hour Raws or the two-hour SmackDowns. I don't know, man. I hope they don't screw it up. They can't. It's too good.
But with 3 hours, they should be able to develop stars. Because they have enough stars for 3 hours.
You're absolutely right, but they waste it by talking about the app and Twitter and stuff that doesn't matter to the story. They need to announce. I'm just going to vent for a second if I can. I wish the announcers would talk about the matches, call the action in a believable way where I believe that it's an actual fight versus making fun of each other and poking jokes at each other, getting themselves over versus getting the talent over. Tell a story. Like Jim Ross always said, you know, the wrestlers provide the music and Jim Ross would provide the lyrics. That's what you need to do.
I like that.
Yeah.
Love Jim Ross.
He's great. Good old JR.
That's what's good about Ring of Honor, because Kevin Kelly and King Corino, or Steve Corino, they do stick to that. And even the guys in NXT, they kind of... Byron Saxton's a little JBL-ish at times, but for the most part, they're not too bad.
I just don't like how Byron Saxton, depending on what show he's on, he's a heel or he's a face. You know, it's kind of weird. Give me something to work with.
I don't like his character at all.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of wish I had his job. But I'm not saying I could do better than him, because I have no idea. Like, I've got so much respect for anyone in that industry because they work so hard and their schedule's crazy and the workload's nuts. But yeah, I would love to be a part of that world someday.
I do too. I would too. I had Zicky Dice, Nick Zoppo from Heart to Heart, and he was trying out for Tough Enough. Yeah. He's actually training with Seth Rollins right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. And I was like, because when I had him on my show, I do my own little monologue, and I was like, dude, I could take Michael Cole's spot. What he does isn't even that hard. I do the same exact thing.
Well, I know that he's got Vince in his ear and Kevin Dunn in there yelling, so I'm sure that's horrible.
You're dropping the right names, by the way.
I just wish that, I don't know, Cole now is so much better than heel Cole back in the day. That was unbearable.
Okay, but is Cole now better than SmackDown Cole in 1999?
No, I don't think so. Just, I don't know. And maybe it's because they're just talking about Twitter, like, you know?
Or the Michael Cole that did WrestleMania 15.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Michael Cole was good. I like that. I remember that storyline when JR had that Bell's Palsy. And they built an announce table right in front of the actual announce table just so JR could sit there by himself. I don't know if you remember that.
I vaguely remember that. It sounds really messed up. Jeez.
Michael Cole was after JR's job.
He was, man.
He got it.
He did get it. But I know it's like a youth movement, but like, I don't know. I'm sure Cole's job is insanely hard, but he annoys me.
Same here.
And then when Jerry Lawler had his heart attack, he had that face turn.
And Jerry isn't even, like, as good as he was. Like, watching old pay-per-views in 96, the In Your Houses, when all he would do is crack jokes on the Hart family. Like, those are the best jokes.
I couldn't believe how rude he was being to, like, the Hart's mom and stuff like that, saying she was a dinosaur. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
So, what should we talk about your band?
My band likes wrestling.
Everyone does.
No, it's just me, actually. But I'm playing, yeah. So my band is called American Opera. We are based in Brooklyn, New York. And we're...
Almost SummerSlam?
Yeah, exactly. I am going to SummerSlam after this tour. Yeah, my fiancé got me tickets. So, yeah, for my birthday, she's the greatest. Yep, so my first time on the whole stretch of Vans Warped Tour. I've played it in the past in the acoustic basement stage, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of great talent, and it's nuts, the production here. You build a city every day. I've got so much respect for Vans Warped Tour and everything they're doing, all the bands on the tour, all the production staff, the catering. Everyone is so accommodating, and it makes such a hard tour so easy to be on, because everyone's friendly, and we're talking wrestling, and there's great food.
It's all that's important.
It really is, man. So I'm so happy to be on the tour, and it's been a dream of mine since I was a kid, you know, so I'm really excited to be here.
So when we meet up in Florida, in Winter Park, we'll know we made it.
We will. Do you think we're going to be a tag team, or are we going to be more of like a announce team? Or
We could do the announce team. I think it works.
I don't think we have the bodies for being a tag team.
I mean, I have a body, but...
Yeah, I have a little bit of one.
Dude, John, any last things you want to say? What do you guys have coming up besides Warped Tour, American Opera?
I've got Antique Records out of Boston is re-releasing. They're doing a deluxe reissue of all my EPs. So it's 18 songs on one disc, and it's out today, actually. And then I've got a new album coming out this fall called Small Victories, and it's 11 songs. It's my debut full-length, and I'm really proud of it. Can't wait to share it with everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, John, for coming on. Just talk about wrestling. Who cares about your music? All right, we're good. Do you want to know who cares about John B's music? At least now, I do. I love American Opera. I didn't think that I was going to meet any band on the Warped Tour, because I'm just so pessimistic about new artists sometimes. I never thought that I would find some group or some guy or some type of musician, artist, whatever you want to call them. They're all the same. Anyways, I didn't think that I was going to find someone that I could kind of revolve around, like at least musically. And John B through American Opera, he's really, 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 really tugged at my heartstrings. Not only talking about pro wrestling, which I ran into him that Sunday in Ventura, and we got to do a little more talking about it. I checked out a lot of his music. I bought a lot of his music, actually. I probably shouldn't, because I'm broke. Audible pays for the bills for the podcast. It doesn't pay for my music buying capabilities. Maybe that's what I should get a real job. Anyways, I bought a lot of his stuff. And I want to play another song from American Opera, from his live at GBS Detroit. This song called A Spot for My Sister. And you guys need to check out this video. It's live. You can go check it out on American Opera's YouTube channel. Man, it's fantastic. This guy, you know, when I talk about new artists, I try not to blow smoke. Like, I try to be as transparent as I can be. Like, I really, really, really love Boy Meets World, and I love their live show, and I love the fact that, they have like Dolph Ziggler t-shirts and all this stuff. They're a great band. They're fantastic. If I thought they sucked, I would tell you, I think they suck, which is probably not the most, public relation friendly deal or whatever you want to call it. I try to be as transparent as I can be, because I know when I'm not, you'll know that I'm being fake, because I'm not really good at lying. I'm really not. If you can see my face right now when I'm talking about Boy Meets World, I'm twitching. I'm just kidding. They're great guys. Amazing band. I got to see them on Sunday in Ventura, and they really, 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 really impressed me. But with American Opera, there's a thing about acoustic music that I just don't like nowadays. And whether it's just so watered down ever since Dashboard did it. Chris Carrabba, let's be honest. I'm going to go see him in a few weeks with Third Eye Blind. But when it comes to, Dashboard doing an acoustic album, the places that you come to fear the most was the last album I could really get into. I do enjoy A Mark Emission of Brandis Scar, and Dusk of Summer is a great album as well. But when it came to doing like acoustic jams, I think Chris Carrabba watered down his own music. Even electric wise, full band stuff, like his music's super watered down. But with those first two albums, The Places You Come to Fear the Most and Swiss Army Romance, I don't think
there has really been that great of an acoustic album that came out. And now, you know, John B and American Opera, they're doing a little more full band stuff. I feel like it still revolves around the singer-songwriter type style, at least from listening to Sand and Seed. And I can't tell you what, you know, the rest of his new album is going to sound like because I haven't heard it yet. I hope to get to hear it soon along with you guys. But, you know, it kind of still revolves around that singer-songwriter acoustic deal. But, you know, it's great. You know, he's a great lyricist. He's a good singer. He's a really good singer. I don't think that's something... I think because his voice is more raw, it sounds more passionate. It's not like a really pretty way of singing. It's more raw. So it kind of tugs at your heart a little more. And, you know, I'm going to play this song, kind of finish out the show, A Spot for My Sister. You guys are going to enjoy it. You guys are going to love it. But, you know, you'll hear it. You'll hear that tug on your heartstrings. I promise you. I guarantee you. Thank you guys for joining us for the first edition Vans Warped Tour special on the Kill Rock Podcast, brought to you by The Faces of Music. Go check them out on Instagram at The Real Faces of Music. I'll post some links in the description box so you can find out how you could get the 2014 edition of the Vans Warped Tour Faces of Music book, featuring Dan O'Connor from 4 Years Strong, Garrett Rapp from The Color Morale, and basically all the bands that were on Warped Tour last year, as well as Kevin Lyman and my new friend Kevin Silva. If he's listening, hi Kevin, I love you. Let's go to PWG. Go check it out, The Real Faces of Music on Instagram. The link is in the description box where you could purchase. And also, maybe I'll put something in there so you can pre-order 2015 Faces of Music book featuring myself, Keith Settles. I think I'm going to be in the page right next to Kevin Lyman. That'd be pretty awesome. It's all alphabetical order by first name. So Keith, Kevin's kind of close. I'm going to stop tooting my own horn now. We're going to get to this last song. You could go pick up this little album on iTunes by American Opera. It's called Live at GBS Detroit. You can check this song also on YouTube at the American Opera YouTube page, YouTube channel. This song is called A Spot for My Sister. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll see you Thursday with Jameson Ketchum from the Cadence Incorporated. And next week for a Warped Tour special, we are going to have Knuckle Puck. They're releasing a brand new album pretty soon. We're going to feature Palisades. That's right, Palisades. Amazing, great band. And we're also going to have While She Sleeps here on the Kill Rock Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you on Thursday.
Spot for my sister to stand up in our wedding. My sister won't be there because there won't be a wedding. There are things that I've been dreading and oftentimes forgetting. I need to let you know before it gets too soon. I need to let you go before the 1st of June. You asked if our groomsmen and if I had room for another. You said it'd mean a lot to you if one could be your brother. How can I face your mother? Continue to keep this undercover. I need to let you know before it gets too soon. I need to let you go before your life is ruined. All this time you were right. All this time was a lie. So the priest Mars. Yes, lots of questions like, will we have sons and daughters? How long will he keep us guessing for a not so wanted blessing? If he was half a man, he'd do the right thing. Maybe if he's half a man, she'll give back the ring. All this time you were right. All this time was a lie. I'm sorry, all this time we were right. All this time was a lie. I hope you hear this song so that I don't keep you waiting. Could it take so long? How could I be so degrading? Are you something I'll be missing? Am I failing as a Christian? Now that I've let you know, I pray you'll understand. Now that I've let you know, you'll find the right man. Now that I've let you know, could I take back the ring? Now that I've let you go, I swear I'll hear your family sing.
All this time you were right.
All this time you were right.
All this time was a lie.
All this time was a lie.
All this time you were right.
All this time you were right.
All this time was a lie.
All this time was a lie. Don't keep you waiting.